books bring adventure. Today we bring you an episode from the book by Elizabeth Foreman Lewis, When the Typhoon Blows, a story of our brave Chinese allies and of their fight for the freedom of their country and of the world. A 15-year-old Chinese boy, Li Sanjuts, and his grandfather Lao To live in a mud hut in a poor little fishing village close by a fort, selling their fish to the soldiers.
Look, Grandfather, I made a good catch today. I sold it all to the cook at the fort. Here are the coppers he gave me for my fish.
Aye, you made a good bargain, Sanju. But you're late.
I stayed a little while to watch the soldiers drill.
Since when do they drill in the afternoon?
They drill all the time now. And they clean their guns every day. They want to be ready when the enemy comes.
What enemy?
The East Ocean Dwarfs, the Japanese. They have already taken Manchuria and the northern provinces. If we do not stop them, they will take all China.
How can we stop them? We are fishermen and farmers in this village. We are not soldiers.
No, but the Generalissimo says everybody must help.
How can that be? It is the business of soldiers to fight, not ours.
This is a new kind of war.
All wars are evil. But if what you say is true, this one is far away in the north. It will not trouble us.
It is coming closer all the time. There was fighting in Shanghai yesterday, the soldiers told me.
Shanghai is far away, too. And even if the barbarians took the city, we need not squeeze our hearts. They won't come here. Warlords don't waste their time seeking loot in fishing villages.
The Japanese are not satisfied with loot like the old warlords. They want to take our land for their own and make us all slaves.
Oh, that is foolish talk. What would a warlord do with our cabbage patch?
They want all China, Grandfather. And they kill villagers as well as soldiers.
I don't believe it. Are they devils, then?
I do not know, Grandfather. Maybe. They come in ships that roar and spit flame like dragons. And they have ships that sail in the sky, too, and drop eggs of destruction.
They must be devils, then. But who told you these things?
The soldiers at the fort.
Oh, perhaps they were just trying to frighten you. It is hard to believe such a tale.
But it is true, Grandfather. We have skyships, too. Just a few. Planes, they are called. And the vulture eggs are bombs. They are not magic.
How can a man fly except by magic? I have seen the skyships with my own eyes, but I
can hear planes now. Yes, see? There, in the east. But our skyships were all on the ground when I was at the fort just a few minutes ago. And those do not look like ours.
They are coming very fast, like the typhoon. And they are flying very low.
I can see. Yes, there is a red ball painted on the wings. The rising sun of Japan. Oh, Grandfather, they are enemy planes.
The flying boats of the dwarfs.
Grandfather! Grandfather, where are you? Where are you? Oh, he is buried in the ruins of our hut. Killed? No. No, I can see his feet sticking out. It is only the roof thatch that fell on him. I can get him out. There. Oh, Grandfather, are you hurt?
No, I am not hurt, but the roof fell on me. Oh, what happened? Did the water buffalo that holds the earth stretch?
No, it was not an earthquake. It was a bomb. The Japanese flying machine threw a bomb.
A bomb? Why, what is that?
I told you, Grandfather. Our enemy puts gunpowder into steel things and then drops them to earth.
But why?
To destroy buildings and people. I think that bomb was meant for the fort, but it fell short.
See, there were many eggs of destruction. I see smoke and flames.
Yes, the fort is burning. And there isn't a hut in the village left standing. They are all wrecked like ours.
3 walls are gone, but there is 1 wall standing. We can build again on the ruins.
No. No, it is not safe here, Grandfather. Perhaps more enemy planes will come. And the dwarfs will come in ships from the sea. We must go away.
Go? Go where?
To free China, in the west. To Chongqing, maybe. Anywhere to get away from the dwarfs. To fight them.
How can we fight devils? Better stay here and lie low. A poor man cannot afford anger for a plaything. When the typhoon blows, it is wise to bend with the gale.
I will not stay here and be a slave to the dwarfs. And we would not be safe no matter what we did. The dwarfs kill helpless people for sport. They do not even spare the aged.
But if the dwarfs are already in Shanghai, how can we go to the west? And how could I walk so far? I am an old man, and the roof thatch bruised me. My legs tremble, and there is a roaring in my ears.
I know, Grandfather, but we still have the sampan. I can see it riding at anchor. The eggs of destruction did not fall on the sea. And I can carry you down the hill.
Now, let me rest first. My head is dizzy. I want to lie down.
Here is a quilt. Lie down on it while I search the wreckage and see what else I can find that we could use on the boat. There. Now you will be warm.
Good. It is good to lie down. I am old.
He is going to sleep like a baby. Poor old Grandfather. Well, here are a couple of iron cooking pots, and 1 rice bowl not broken. And here is a tin of tea and rice and dried peas, all scattered about, but I can pick them up. There's a bucket of water on the boat, and the charcoal stove can do. I will put these things on the sampan while Grandfather sleeps, and then come back for him. The tide is low. Praise be the goddess of mercy. Can do.
Andrews?
Yeah, who calls? Oh, the honorable lieutenant from the fort.
How did you come here, boy?
Our hut was wrecked, sir. So I carried my grandfather to our sampan and sailed around the point. I knew there was a cave in the cliffs here where we could hide.
Is your grandfather hurt?
He has no wound that I can see, honorable sir, but he is sick in his head. He does not know me this morning.
A great noise does that to many men. And your grandfather is old, boy.
But he will get well, won't he? Perhaps I did wrong to bring him away, but...
No, you did right. There is no shelter for him in the village. He would not be safe. The Japanese will come soon in ships and will land men to guard the point and the road to the city. The fort is gone, burned to the ground.
And our soldiers?
Many of them died, and our captain with them. Those that are left are helping the villagers to get to the city. Our troops still hold up.
Aye, that is good.
But the officers in this city must know when the Japanese come, and how many ships there are, and how many men, and whether they bring heavy artillery, the great guns, the thunder. That is why I hid here, to watch.
But how can you get to the city to tell them? No soldier could slip past the Japanese.
No, but a fisherman might, with his catch.
You mean me?
You would do a great service to China, Sanjuts.
But if I failed...
Are you afraid to die for your country?
No, I am not afraid for myself. But if I did not come back, who would take care of Grandfather? He is old and sick, and he is my family. How can I leave him?
That is a hard question, Sanjuts. All I can say is, if we let these devils conquer all China, what will happen to your grandfather then? And to all of us, old and young.
Yes, that is so. I will go then. But wait, I have another idea.
What is it?
There is a space under the boat deck on my sampan where you could hide. Why couldn't I go out fishing and take you with me? Then we could watch the East Ocean ships come in and find out all you want to know.
And you could set me ashore further up the coast, out of sight of the dwarfs. I could make my way to the city from the north. There are no dwarfs there yet.
And I can take Grandfather on the sampan. There will be other fishing boats out. Even in a war, men must live.
But... if the dwarfs searched the sampan and discovered that you were hiding a Chinese officer, they would kill all 3 of us.
Well, we must take some risk, not so. If you dare not enter the tiger's den, how can you hope to capture its cub?
Good. I will hide in your boat tonight.
We are on the point now, Honorable Lieutenant, so the men on the ships cannot see us anymore. You can come up on deck.
Good. I feel like a humped frog. But I know all I want to know. The warship and the two transports, converted merchantmen, and heavy artillery. If I can only get that information to the officers in the city quickly.
We are just coming into a little cove. You can land here. The village is half a mile farther on, and they do not fish here.
But there's a boat on the beach. And two men beyond. Japanese!
But they have their backs to us, and their heads bent over a piece of paper.
Looking at the chart.
They have not seen us. We can back out quietly.
Too late. They must have heard us. They're turning around. Lie down, quick! I got them. Both.
No, no, the second man is getting up on his knees. Look out! Ay-ya!
That did for him. He will not get up again.
Oh,
are you hurt, Sanjos?
No, and Grandfather is safe, but... Ay, your shoulder is bleeding.
It's nothing. It will have just grazed me. Land as quickly as you can and come ashore with me.
No, no, I am afraid.
Nonsense, boy. Come along, I need you. Wade ashore with me. See what you can find in their boat while I search the bodies. They may have valuable papers on them. I want that chart they were looking at. And their pistols.
It is wiser to have nothing to do with the dead.
These men are enemies. Living or dead, it makes no difference.
To fight a living enemy is one thing, but to fight evil spirits is another. They may be hovering over those bodies even now.
Nonsense, boy. It's only superstition.
It chills my blood.
I tell you, there's nothing to be afraid of. Is there anything in the boat?
Two knapsacks.
Good. Bring them along. We'll open them when we get back to the Sampan. Anything else?
A long looking glass thing.
A field glass. Bring that too, and pick up some heavy stones. We must weight their bodies so they will drown.
Drown? But they are dead already, sir.
If their comrades find them shot, the people near here will suffer for it. We must take them out in their own boat, drop them overboard in deep water, and set the boat adrift. Bring me those stones and hurry. Oh, that is done. And we are safe back on your sampan.
If ill luck does not follow us, to think that I have seen two men killed and handled their bodies and helped to throw them to the sea dragon. And Grandfather slept through it all.
I am aching for sleep. But I must not till I reach the city.
We will soon reach the village and then you can be on your way.
And what will you do? You and your grandfather?
I do not know, sir. But whatever I do, I will put China first. I promise that.
China will be free again, boy. Never doubt that. Even if the barbarians push us into Tibet, we will drive them out. And our sons shall know peace.
This episode from the book When the Typhoon Blows by Elizabeth Foreman Lewis was brought to you by permission of the publishers, the Junior Literary Guild, and the John C. Winston Company. The radio adaptation was by Helen Platt. Claude Morris directed the story for the series Books Bring Adventure.